Mesechta Zavid Dezara, Daf Mem Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem and Beis at the new Perek and the new Mishnah. And let's keep in mind that we already learned that certainly Avid Dezara is also Ba'anah, as the Torah states in Pashas Ekev, Psil Eliheim, Tisufim Ba'esh, and the Pasuk then states, Le Savit Ha'evel Be'secha, Ve'yisacharim Kamayu, and then the Pasuk in Pashas Re'e states, Ve'yidbak Be'otchim Uma Menachirim, and Daf Chav Beis and Mesechta's Makkos, the Gemara teaches us that we learn from here that Avid Dezara is also Ba'anah, and our Mishnah will bring a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim as to what the halach is b'negayet slamim, which are human images or forms, which we do not necessarily know if they were actually served as avodah zarah. And our Mishnah begins, kolat slam masurim impreshen and avodim pamachas b'shana divra meyah, that all human images or forms are asur ba'anah because they are served one time a year, and these are the words of rameyah, v'chamayimim eina asa al kol sheyesh b'yadim makalei tzipoy kadar, that come hold that the only time there will be in this anah is only if the hand of this form, there was a stick, or there was a bird, or there was a sphere like a globe. And as Rashi explains, if a Gemara mefarish tahani vade navodin, then the Gemara will explain that since these forms are holding these items, therefore they were most likely served as avodah zarah. And as Rashi states, the mishum chashivusa ashkelu lahana chafetz b'yadayu, and it's because these forms were so chashiv, therefore these items were placed into their hands. And the Mishnah now brings a third shita, that Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that while I agree to the chachamim, however this issa doesn't only apply to kol sheyesh b'yadayu makal, but any human form that has in his hand anything would be asubana. And our Gemara begins that our Rameyah stated, and the Gemara therefore is, Eden Avodim Pamachas Bishana, my time in Rabbanon, that there is no machlekes b'metzias between Rameyah and Rabbanon. And if Rameyah taught us that bivade, we know that this tselem was never Pamachas Bishana, so certainly this was a regular avodah zarah, and if so, why would the Chacham say that's not asubana? No, and Ayin Rashi who states, "My time with Rabbanon, mid lake Tony the Chacham Moimim ain't never El Mishesh Biyadai Mechlad Lisfilu the Nevodin." And Ayin and Taisis Diba Maskel Eden Nevodin Pamachs Bishana. My time out with Rabbanon, and Taisis clarifies exactly what was bothering Rashi and what Rashi responded as Taisis is from Taimar Dilma Behoplegi Masov the Nevodin Mu Masov Ein Nevodin. That why don't we say this is actually Machlekes B'Metzias? Rameya holds that these Tzlamim were actually never Pamachs Bishana, while the Chacham argue on Rameya and they hold that these slumim were not never pamachas b'shana, and Taz explains v'yishleima d'mashmalei dafid rabbanon islu d'navodim, that's mashma to the Gemara that certainly there is no machlekes b'metzias, and even rabbanon agree that these slumim were never pamachas b'shana. Mid loik tani v'chama imim ein navodim el mishayash b'yadim makol, and Taz ends up v'chaim perish akuntris, and our Gemara therefore explains that omra b'tzur by Yosef omra b'yichon v'mekayim shor amei hoi oivton oisam pamachas b'shana, that ein echanami when Rameya stated m'pneishen navodim Pamachas B'shana, he doesn't mean that every tselem is nevered once a year, but he meant to say that in his town every tselem was nevered once a year, and therefore it may held that even in other towns where we don't know if it's nevered once a year, we would still have to be chayish that maybe this tselem was served once a year, and therefore even those tselemim in other cities would be asubana. And as Rabbi Yechanan continues and explains that the machlekes between Rabbi and Chacham is as follows: Rabbi the chayish lemuta goz shar mekaymos ato oisim makaym, that since Rabbi is the famous Shita in Masechtas Yevamos that hold that we're Chayish Lemuta, therefore, even in places where we don't know if they actually serve that Tselem, but since Rameya knew that certainly in his Makayim they would serve every Tselem once a year, therefore he's Chayish Lemuta, and he stated that every Tselem in every city would be Asmana. However, Rabbanon like Chayish Lemuta, like Gazu Shah Mekoymois, Atu Eisim Makayim, but since Rabbanon argued Rameya and then a Chayish Lemuta, so although the Chacham would certainly hold that all the Tselemim in the town of Rameya would be Asubana, as certainly they were served once a year. However, since in regard to other cities, we're not sure if they would actually serve their tselem once a year, so Rabbanon were not chayish lemuta, and all other cities, they didn't make a gzira, and it's mutabana. And Ayin Taisis Dibu Maschel Rameya Gaza Shah Mekremois Atu Aisim Makayim, where Taisis points out that even though we know that Rameya is chayish lemuta, but certainly from Muta to Muta, he's not chayish, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues, and keep in mind that we will first learn our Gemara like Rashi. And our Gemara will teach us two kulois regarding the din of Rameya. And as the Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel ben Dati Shemalachim Shininu, that when Rameya stated Kolat Slam Masur Mepreshin Navodim Pamachs B'Shana, he was specifically talking about a statue of a king. And as Rashi explains, Kshamelach Meis, when the king would die, Oisin Surasa Pesach Hashali Zikarin, as a remembrance, they would make a form of the king right next to the Shara ear. V'Hasim Ka'as Rameya Da'agav Chivusa Palchilei, and specifically regarding the form of a king, Rameya may have felt that we have to be chayish, that they would bow down to it, as since they loved him and they made a form of the king, so there's a potential that they actually bow down to it. And as Ritva points out, that when we're discussing the form of a king, then the minig would be that they would bow down to it on the king's birthday or on the anniversary of the death of the king. And Ayin Tesis brings for Rabbeinu Tam that in Dat Yisrael Malchim is not referring to the form of a dead king, a Pirish Tsuras Melech HaChai Oysen L'Chvaydoi V'Rai L'Dov V'Mei in Dat Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar V'Oy Da'om B'Medrash Adrinus Kesa Halachas Rabbi Shul L'Tayel B'Medina Haro Tsuras Slam Mishar Oysen L'Chvaydoi. So we see that it was the custom to make statues of the current king for his honor. However, even Ramei agrees that if one just finds some sort of an image or some sort of a tselem, it would not be asubana, as we don't have to be chayish that anyone bowed down to it. And L'Chiri, the Gemara is telling us that Ramei is not chayish l'miuta d'miuta. And the Gemara continues and will bring another kula in the sheet of Ramei. And once again, we will actually be gerus like Rashi. And the Gemara states, Am Rabbi B'chana, Am Rabbi Yechron, Ba'im Dal Pesach Medina Sheninu, that when Ramei is stated that slum masurin, that is only by those slumim that were erected by the city gates. And as Rashi states, Bahanu Kasu Ramei de Chashivalu, as that shows Chashivas. And according to the way the Rashi is gerus in our Gemara, it would seem that Rabbi B'chana is actually arguing on Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and Rabbi B'chana holds that it doesn't make a difference what type of tzelem it is, and even if it's not a Dat Yisrael Malachim, as long as it was set up and erected right next to the gates of the city, it would still be Asar. L'fir Meir, if there was a tzelem that was erected anywhere else in the city, it would not be Asar Bana. And keep in mind that according to the Geis of our Gemara, that Am Rabbi B'chana Am Rabbi Yechon Uva'im Din Al Pesach Medina Shininu, then it seems that Rabbi B'chana is going back on the words of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, and this would be even a greater kula in the Shita Rameir, that not only does Rameir require that this Tselem has to be in Dat Yisrael Malachim, but it also has to be erected next to the Shari'ir. And Rabbi B'chana teaching us that if one would find in Dat Yisrael Malachim and it was not erected by the Shari'ir, even Rameir agrees that would not be Asubana. And Ayin Taisis Dima Maschel in Dat Yisrael Malachim Sheninu, and Taisis is bothered with Rashi Pshat, and therefore Taisis states, L'kach Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, D'hocha Koya Teir Rabbanon, that this member of Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel, as well as the member of Rabbi B'chana name Rabbi Yechron, are actually both discussing the Shita Rabbanon and the Hachi Kama, and this is what they mean to say, Hadu Shor Rabbanon Masisin, that even though Rabbanon said that a Tzelem would be Mutabana, however Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, as well as Rabbi B'chana name Rabbi Yechron, teach us that the only time Rabbanon said that would be Muta, Hainu Dafka Ben Darti Shemalachim Va'imna Pesach Medina, the B'chana Shor Rabbanon the Vadi L'Noy Avidlu, as Rabbanon felt that unless we know otherwise, then generally we would say that it was only made L'Noy and for the covered of the king, and therefore would not be Asabana. Of the feet Taisis, this actually comes out of Chumra in the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon would agree to Rameir that if it was a form of anything else, or even if it was a form of a king, and it wasn't by the Shari'ir, then it would be Asabana. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel explains that Dat Yisrael Malachim Sheninu Klimat Tsuras Adam, and Sarach Bir, exactly what Rabbeinu Chananel is trying to bavarn. And we continue on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, and Amar Rabban, Rabba states, Machlekes B'shel Kvarim, Al B'shel Krochim, Divra Kol Mutarim, My Taimel L'Noy Ba'alma Avdilu. And initially the Gemara quotes Rabba stating that the only time Rabbi Meir was chilek on Chachamim is only when you find a Tselem in a Kfar and a small town. And Ayin Taisis, who explains that at this point in the Gemara holds that there will be Machlekes and Metzias, as Rabbi Meir holds that all Tselemim that are found in a Kfar were certainly made in order to bow down to them. That's why in all towns they are Asur Ba'ana, and the Chacham Agner Rabbi Meir, and they hold that the Tselemim that are found in small towns were made L'Noy and not to be served. Rabba teaches us that even Rabbi Meir would agree to Chachamim that those slumim that are found in large cities, they were certainly made L'Noy Ba'alma, and therefore Rabbi Meir would agree to Chachamim that it would be Mutabana. However, in this version of what Rabba stated, the Gemara now is, the Kfarim Vade L'Mifilchinu Adlu. How could you say that the Machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was by Kfarim, and Rabbanon would hold that the slumim and the Kfarim were made L'Noy Ba'alma? Certainly the small towns did not have enough money and enough assets in order to build nice statues, in order to make it nice, and the only reason why they would make a tzelem was only to serve it, and certainly it should be asubana. And because of this question, the Gemara explains, if Rabbi made a statement regarding the machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, the following is the only version that would make sense. As Amar Rabbi, Rabbi stated, machlekes b'shel krochim, that the only time that Rabbanon hold that tzelem would be mutabana is only when you find that tzelem in a larger city, and since we don't know if it was actually served or not, there certainly would not chayish lemuta, and therefore we could be toila that it was made L'Noy Ba'alma and it was never served. And Rameu's chayish lemuta, he says that even if we're not sure if this tzelem was actually served, but we still would have to be chayish lemuta, and we're goyzed that the slum in this city are going to be Asubana, just like the slum in Ramea's city that they certainly served once a year. However, Zok Rabba al Bishal Kfarim Divra Kalasurin, but if you would find it Selim in a small city, then all would agree that would be Asubana, as certainly it wasn't normal for a small town to make it Selim Lenoi Ba'alma, and it must be that this Selim was made to serve, and even the Chacham would agree that even if we're not sure if this Selim was actually served once a year, that this Selim would still be Asubana. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated that Chacham Imrim Einu Asa El Kol Sheish Biyadu Makaloi Tzipoi Kador, that a standard Selim would not be Asa, but if this form had in its hand a stick or a staff or a bird or a sphere or a globe, even Rabbanan agreed to Rameyer that would have to be Chayshish that this was actually served and therefore it would be Asubana. And the Gemara will now explain the symbolism of the Makal, the Tzipa, and the Kador. And the Gemara explains Makal that when it has in its hand a staff or a stick, so this symbolizes Sheredis Atzmoy Tachas Kala Ilam Kulay Ben Makal, that the king controlled the entire world with his stick. And even though the actual translation of our Gemara is that the Tzelem is controlled by a Makal and he's controlled by the entire world, however, Zok Rashi, the Lashon Gnai Noka Klema Sheroy Dal Kol, and the reason why the Gemara uses the opposite Lashon is in order to show Gnai and show disdain for Avodah Zarah and for a Tzelem. And the Gemara continued, Tzipor, and when the Tzelem is holding a Tzipor, what does this symbolize? And the Gemara explains, Shetefis Hatzman Tachas Kalayim Kula Ketzipor, that he controls the entire world, just like when he holds a bird in his hand, and just like it's in his control to either crush the bird or to let the bird go. So the same is true with the entire world. And the Gemara continues that when the Mishnah mentioned that the Tzelem had in its hand a sphere, so this symbolizes Shetefis Hatzman Tachas Kalayim Kula Kekador, that he controls the entire globe. And as Taisis points out, Sha'ilam Ogol, as the world is round, could Isubi Shalmi, Shalaxandris Maiton, Ol Maila Chura Kala Ilum Kokado, Vesyam Kakaira, Pirish Yamakina Shemakavis Kala Ilum. However, Ayn Rabbeinu Hananel, that doesn't mention anything about a globe, he explains the symbolization, Sha'ilam Kula Biyadai, Kamoi Kadabide Adam. This symbolizes that the Tzelem has control over the entire world, just like the Tzelem has full control over the small ball that he's holding. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Haisifu Aleim, Sayef Atar Vitabas, that they added on to the Din Rabban and the Mishnah, that not only did Rabban say this din, where the Tzelem was holding on to a Makal or a Tzipor or a Kador, the Braisa gives three other examples, and the Rabban would agree that the Tzelem would also be Asubana if it's holding in its hand either a sword, a crown, or a ring. The Gemara now explains why is it that our Mishnah didn't mention these cases, and the Braisa mentions these scenarios, and the Gemara explains, Saif may kar sova listen ba'alma, v'lub saif sova shahergis atzmei tachas kolayim kulayi, that the reason our Mishnah did not give an example of a sword is because they initially thought that the reason why this Tzelem would be holding a Saif is not because of Chashivas, but because this form is of a person that was a robber. And certainly that is not a Maidla, not a Chashivas, and certainly it wasn't served as Avodah Zarah. However, ultimately the Brice elicit, as Rabbanan realized, that when they make a Tzelem with a sword in its hand, then it's actually symbolizing that the Tzelem has power and can use his sword to kill anyone in the world. And the Gemara continues, Atara, that the Tzelem is holding a crown, so in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan felt that this would not actually symbolize power, as this was a Tzelem of a person that would make crowns, therefore it wasn't something that was worshipped. But ultimately, the Braisa stated that Rabbanan held that would be Asubana, when a Tzelem is holding onto a crown, it symbolizes that he has the power of a king, and therefore it would be served, and it would be worshipped. Finally, Tabas made Karasava Ishtaima Ba'alma, that originally they thought that if there's a Tzelem that's holding onto a ring, it didn't symbol that this person had any power, and it just symbolized that this person was a messenger, and he would have in his possession the seal or the signet ring of the person that sent him. However, that the Braisa does list that it's Tzelem that has in its hand the signet ring is Asubana, as it is a symbol of power, as it symbolizes that this person had the power of life and death, and he could sign a document that this person is Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Imeh Af Kol Sheish Biyadei Kol Davar, that Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to Chachamim that not every Tzelem would be Asubana, however any Tzelem that has anything in its hand would be Asubana, and it's not limited to a Tzelem that has in its hand a Makal Tzipor or Kador, or as the Braisa added, a Saif Atara or Tabas. And the Gemara brings a Braisa as Tana, Afilu Tzora, Afilu Kisem, that we learned to the Braisa that Rav Shimon Gamliel held, even if the Tzelem is holding on to a small pebble or to a small piece of wood or a splinter, then it would still be Asubana, as this would be as if they they were saying that this selim is so chashuv and so powerful, and in comparison, the entire world is considered like a small pebble or like a small piece of wood as compared to the selim. The Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asked the following question, tafas biyadi tzayimau, that what would Rav Shimon Gamliel hold if the selim was actually holding on to excrement? And as the Gemara explains, miyamrina kuli alma zilu ba'ape kitzaya, that do we say that it shows how great the selim is? This is a simin that the selim is so great that in comparison, the rest of the world is considered like tzaya. Or you do more, maybe we would say that's mutabana, as by the fact that he's holding tzaya in his hand, that actually symbolizes that hu niu de zil ba'ape kuli alma kitzaya, that he is considered like tzaya in the eyes of all the people in the world. Certainly, this selim was not served, and therefore it would be mutabana, and the Gemara ends off teiku, and the Gemara is not pushed to shayla. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us make a few points. Number one, Ayin and Taisis and Daf Mem and Beis and Dibur Masal Kalat Slamim, and he speaks about the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel. And as we explained, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to hold Rag Rabbanon, and therefore it seems that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not Chayish Lemuta, and he is Chaylik Aramea. And Taisis is Vetema Dim Kain Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, as he brings from Mishnah Masechta Shabbos and the Mishnah Masechta Becharis. And Taisis explains Veishleima Devadi Rav Shimon Gamliel Loi Chayish Lemuta Kedemash Mahacha, that certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to the Chachamim, and he's not Chayish Lemuta, which is actually the way that we paskin. And even though in the case of a Nefel, it was Mashman Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to Rav Meir, and he is Chayish Lemuta, but Zok Taisis Vahid the Nefel Shani, as even the Chachamim Rav Shimon Gamliel would be Chayish Lemuta in that case, the Humir Hamatzu in the Falam Shchichi Vishom Vada Yesh Lachish, and even Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon agree that for Mir Hamatzu or Mir that Shchiach, that we would be Chayish. And Ayin Rashi and Daf Mam Alef from an Alef Dibur Masal Shteima Shliach Hanesi Chosim Mishalchoy, as we explain, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chanano Pirush Shteima Apetropo Habemuna Aloi Tzores the Chosim Nikra Shteima Uvisayif Ro Ki Kavadasa Ki Chosim Al Kol Adam Milam Mavis Milchayim. And we continue with the Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us Hamaiti Shivit Slaim Harei Lumutarin, that if someone finds broken pieces of a tzelem, then they will be mutter. At least based on the Gemara's Hamino, Rashi explains that the reason why Shivit Slaim will be mutter is because there's a svek sveka. First of all, there's a suffix if these slumim were actually served at all, and even if they were actually served, and therefore, while they were complete slumim, they would be asa ba'na, but now that they're broken, there's another suffix, as there's a possibility that the Ayuk Chavim broke it on purpose, and therefore he was mivatal this ave dezara, and therefore it would be mutter ba'na, and as Rashi states, have a svek sveka ulakula. And let's keep in mind that at least with pashtus, it would seem that we could understand the Mishnah, both according to Rameyah, as well as according to the Chachamim. As according to Rameyah, the Mishnah is teaching us that although Rameyah held that its selim would be asar, however, shivrit selim will be mutar, and the Mishnah could also be going like the Chachamim, that although the Chachamim stated that its selim that zesh biyodei makalei tzipoi kador is going to be asar ba'na, however, broken pieces, even from those type of selim, would still be mutar ba'na. However, the Mishnah continues, matzah tavnas yad, tavnas regal, harei ilu asurim, p'tei shechiyes ben-nevad, that even though we just stated that shivrit selim are going to be mutar, however, if you found the form of a hand or the form of a foot, and as the Gemara will explain, that it's attached to a base, then that shows that they serve this, and therefore it would be asur ba'na. And as Rashi states, shechiyetz ben nevad, tavnis yad levada hein oivdin, that they would serve the form of a hand or the form of a foot by itself. And the Gemara begins on a Shmuel, that Shmuel explains that although in our Mishnah it seemed to be that the only time that shivrit selim will be mutar is only when there's a svek sveka. However, Shmuel states, afilu shivrit ev d'chavim, and even broken pieces of an actual avodah zarah that we know was served would also be mutar bana, and as Rashi states, kivin nishbara shuv ein oivdin isah, and since it's now only a broken piece of the avodah zarah, certainly they would not serve it as an avodah zarah. And it seems that Shmuel is going like the sheet of Reish Lakish that we will see in Amud Beis, holds that when there's avodah chavim shenishtab me'aleh, the Reish Lakish will teach us that these broken pieces would be mutar bana as mistam batulim vatle as meima oma iyin nafshele yatzla lahu gavra masle. And as we will see in Amud Beis, and Ayin Taisis Diba Maschel Amma Shmuel, the Gemara now is on Shmuel, but we learned in our Mishnah, Shivrit Slamim are going to be Mutar. Certainly the Chiddush of our Mishnah seems to be that it's Dafka Shivrit Slamim that will be Mutar, as is a Svek Sveka. However, since there is no Svek Sveka by Shivri Avodah Zarah, then Shivri Avodah Zarah would still be Asur Ba'na, which is clearly against the din of Shmuel. The Gemara explains, Hu Adin Dafilu Shivri Avodah Zkavim, that although our Mishnah mentioned Shivrit Slamim, Ari Elu Mutarin, is not Dafka Shivrit Slamim. The same din also applies to Shivrit Avodah Zkavim, the Hadik Tani Shivrit Slamim, and Lachari, if that's true, then our Mishnah should have stated a greater Chiddush and should have taught us Shivrit Avodah Zkavim, Ari Elu Mutarin. But But the Gemara explains that the reason why a Mishnah mentions Shivrit Tzlamim is not to teach us a chiddush in the ratio of the Mishnah, but Mishum the Kabbalah Mishnah Sefer, but it's in order to teach us a chiddush for the Sefer of a Mishnah, as a Mishnah taught us Matzah Tavis Yad Tavis Regel Harel Asurim Pnei Ben Nevad, and the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though this Tavis Yad and Tavis Regel come from a Tzelem, that there's still Asur Ba'anah, and as Rashi states, the Itana Avedis Kichavim have Mina Dafka Avedis Kichavim who the Matzah Tavis Yad Tavis Regel the Asura Avet Tzlama Fidul Tavis Yad Shari Lahachi Itana Bereshit Tzlamim Lameimar the Afagad the Shemle of them. However, Fidul Hachi L'Shev Chashiv could go in Tavis Yad Chashinon Uchshayim No Besisan Kedemukim Lo Kamon, and specifically talking about a case where the Yad Regel are standing on its platform. The Gemara continues and wants to understand our Mishnah, as our Mishnah started off that if you find Shivrit Tzlamim Regelum Tarin and then Tnan Matzah Tavis Yad Tavis Regel Regelu Asurin in Pnei Shechi Yetsu Bay Nevad, and L'Chayyid it seems to be a steer to the Reish of our Mishnah, as the Reish stated that if you find Shivrit Tzlamim that it will be Mutar Bana, and as our Gemara is Amai, and we continue on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Vashvarim Ninu, but L'Maaseh the Shvarim and they should be Mutar Bana, and the Gemara explains Tegu Meshmul Ba'im Dar Besisan that although certainly the Tavis Yad and Tavis Regel that the Mishnah is referring to was a hand or a foot that broke off of a tzelem or broke off of a dezara, however it is now attached to a base, and therefore we see that the goy decided that he would still serve it, and therefore it's asur bana. And ayin Rashi al besisan al kanon makom mesukin lehen the kima desvinu hasam badi polchu, as since they attached it to a base, so certainly their intent is to serve it, and that's why it's asur bana. Although if there will be a broken piece of a dezara or a tzelem and it's not attached to a new base, then certainly as the Rashi taught us that will be mutar bana. And ayin entaisis divu maskel ba'im al besisan the states perisha countries al bima shalahen, and Tezis bothered v'loshin matzakasha the mashma b'shukai b'sada, and the loshin of our Mishnah was they found it and it's mashma this was in the marketplace or in the sada, and from Rashi it's mashma they found it in its permanent place, and therefore Tezis explains the kachnir l'rabeinu tam sheyesh lehem beis moishiv rochav sheyesh v'mal v'vadam bein nirom kishvarim and l'nir shekachim b'tchil nasim, that Shmuel is explaining that there's a major nafkamina between the Rashi and the Seif of our Mishnah, as the Rashi is talking about a broken piece of a tzelem or a broken piece of a avodah zara, and certainly that would be mutar bana, and the Seif is talking about a case where someone found the form of a hand or the form of a foot that was attached to a base and didn't look like it was ever broken, and this was the way that they actually made this tzelem to begin with. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that in that case it would be asur bana, as it was normal for avodah kichavim to make a tzelem of a yad or a regel, and they would serve the yad or regel that was attached to a base. And keep in mind that when we learned this last piece of the Gemara, which started from Tznan, two lines in the bottom of the Amid, we explained the Gemara that it's asking a question directly on the Mishnah, and it's asking a stira from the Reisha to the Seif of our Mishnah. However, in the top Tesis on the Mem Alvam Beis, where clearly Tesis learns that this Gemara is a continuation, and it's asking another question on the member of Shmuel. In Tesis is bothered that why would the Gemara ask this question specifically on Shmuel if L'chari it seems to be a stira in the Mishnah itself? And Tesis explains V'yesh Leima the Lav Milsi to Shmuel, that if not for the sheet of Shmuel, Sahav Mina Shivri Yavdis Chav Masurin, then we would have explained that although the Mishnah Torah Shivri Tzlamim are Mutarin, but Shivri Yavdis Chavim are Asurin, and when the Sefer tells us Matzah Tavdis Yad Tavdis Regal are Regal Asurin, that is because it's Shivri Yavdis Chavim. However, it's a bit Tzarech Biar, as the Maisa of the Mishnah states Harei'ilu Asurim Pnei Shech Yetz Ben Nevad Bit Tzarech Biar, and the Gemara continues Itma we learned Avedis Chavim Shin Shtab Me'alea Rabbi Yechna Am Masura Rabbi Shem Melakish Am Mutaris, although certainly if a guy breaks an Avedis Zara then he's been vatal to Avedis Zara and therefore would no longer be asur bana. However, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in a case where an Avedis Zara broke by itself, and Rabbi Yechon holds that it would still be asur bana, and Reish Lakish holds that it would be mutar bana. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yechon Am Asura Dalei Batla, Rabbi Yechon says that it would be asur bana as a guy was not mevatal to Avedis Zara, and Reish Lakish Am Mutaris as mestam vetul mevatala, as the stam is that a guy is mevatlet, as Meima Omar, as he says E nafshali atzla, this Avedis Zara can't even save itself. Lahu gavra matzle, do you think it will be able to save me? And Ayin Rashi Me'ilon Daf Yudalid, Rashi states Rav Shimon Melakish on Mutaris the vade bitla evi kichavim beliboy the meima omar evi kichavim higufa lo matzla shlei tzila atzma shlei tishavar. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel asugya kiven shnishtabra om bebedaite e lo yachlo l'shiz b'nafsha l'achrinim mishazba, therefore b'stam mevatala. And it seems that Rabbeinu Chananel is explaining that even if the guy doesn't know that his avodah zara actually broke, it is still considered batal, as there is an umdana that he would be mevatalit, and other rishonim explain that at the time that he creates this Avodah Zarah, so at that time there's an umdala that if it will break, then it's a Gilu Das, that originally it was never out of Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues, Esver Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechon will ask a question to Reish Lakish from a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The Pasuk is discussing when the Plishtim captured the Arain, and they put the Arain in their temple, in the house of the Avodah Zarah called Dagain. Rashi in Shmuel Aleph explains, Dagain, the Mus Asui, Kudmus Dag, that this Avodah Zarah was made in the form of a fish, and after the first night that the Arain was in this temple, they came back to the temple, and they found Avodah Zarah Dagain that was lying on the ground, and then they picked it up and put it back in its place. Then our Pasuk continues and tells us what happened after the second night, as the Pasuk states, Vayishkimu Vabaykum Imachras, Vihine Dagain Neifel Afon of Atzel of Nei Arain Hashem, and Vireish Dagain Ushte Kapis Yadav Krusais Elamiftan, Rak Dagain Nishar Lov. And once again, in the morning, they found that Dagain fell on its face, and it fell in front of the Arain, and Dagain's head, as well as the two palms of its hand, were severed, and they were lying on the threshold. And Uksiv, in the next Pasuk states, Al Kain Lo Yidruchu Kayani Dagain V'chala Boim Beis Dagain Al Miftei Dagain Ba'ashtoid Adi Yoyim Azeh. This is the reason why the priests of David Zari Dagain, all those that come to worship Dagain, they won't step on the threshold of Dagain that is in Ashtoid until today. And L'maisu we see that even though it was already broken, that they still consider it an Avodah Zarah, and they still worship it as an Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi states, Alma Chashivilu Shvarim, and therefore it's a question of Reish Lakish. And the Gemara answers, Amalai, Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Eichlan, Yisham Raya, Hasam, Shemanichas HaDagoin, Va'evin HaSamiftan, that certainly you can't bring a Raya from that Pasuk, as L'chir it's a Raya Punfakert, as over there they actually left Dagoin, and they didn't consider Dagoin to be an Avodah Zarah any longer, and they thought that the threshold has the power, and the Amri Hachi, and they said as follows, Shavke Isari LeDagoin, the power left Avodah Zarah Dagoin, and Va'asa Isav LeAlamiftan, and the power now is residing on the threshold, and certainly they were battled Avodah Zarah of Dagoin, as they saw that Dagoin didn't have any more power, but they now started worshipping the threshold, and that is the reason why they wouldn't work on the threshold any longer. Nayin Rashi, Shavke Isari LeDagoin, Gvuris Besrori Satzelem Azavosai V'holchav Yashva LeAlamiftan, and Rashi explains, Isari refers to Sashaloi, that refers to the Sar that gave power to the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues, Esvei, and once again Rabbi Yechon will ask a question to Reish Lakish, and this question will be for our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Hamitzi Shivei Tzlam Merei Elu Mutarin, that if someone finds broken pieces of a Tzelem, then they're going to be Mutabah Na, and it's Mashma Hashivei Avodah Gichav Masurin, that if one would find broken pieces of an actual Avodah Zarah that we knew that was certainly served, then these Shvarim would still be Asabah Na, and certainly this should be a riot to Rabbi Yechon, and a riot against Reish Lakish, and L'chayu, one should immediately be bothered that why the Gemara have this problem if on Amud Aleph we saw that Shmuel stated that although our Mishnah stated Hamitzi Shivri Slarmim Harei Lu Mutarin, but even so we should not be Medayek, Hashivri Avodah Gichavim are going to be Asa, and as Shmuel states, Afilu Shivri Avodah Gichavim are going to be Mutar. Why didn't our Gemara just give this Teretz? And Ayin Taisis Dibel Maschal Esvei, where Taisis explains, Nir Lefarish, the Hachik Parach, Hach Mishnah Stomishnuya, Ramei Eloi Huskaba, Vim Kein Nuchal Amida Afkra Banan, Vistam Tzlamim, She'im Biyadim Klum, Shnechkra Mei Rabbanon, Mayri Hacha, that since the Mishnah did not mention that our Mishnah is going specifically like Rameir, therefore it would seem that our Mishnah is going both of your Rameir as well as of your Chachamim, it would seem that the Mishnah is teaching us that even in the case of its Tzelem that doesn't have anything in its hand, and it doesn't have a Makal or a Tzipor or a Kadar, where there's Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim, Rameir holds that this Tzelem would be Asar, and the Chachamim hold that this Tzelem would be Mutabana, and our Mishnah still teaches us that L'divrei HaKol, that Shivei Tzelemim would be Mutabana, and therefore Taisa explains, V'hochi Dayek, that Bishleim Rameir, the Asar Tzelemim Atzman, that Bishleim Akoit Rameir, who says that the Tzelem itself would be Asar, Hutzuch L'shanes Heter B'shvarim, therefore it makes sense that our Mishnah was Mechadish to us, that the Shivei Tzelemim would be Mutabana, whether El Rabbanon Hashe Tzelemim Atzman Sharu, but according to Rabbanon, since Rabbanon hold that these Tzelemim themselves are Mutabana, so Shvarim Iboi, so certainly there was no need for the Mishnah to teach us that the Shivei Tzelemim would be Mutabana, and therefore Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish that Shema Mina LeMedekasa Hashvarim Shel Avodah Gichav Masurin, that it must be that the Diyek that we're going to make from our Mishnah is that although Shivri Tzelemim are going to be Mutabana, but Shivri Avodah Gichavim will be Asabana, and therefore it's a question of Reish Lakish. And it is at this point that Taisa explains, V'hashta lek l'shnuya k'dishani l'el, that hu adin afilu Shivri Avodah Gichavim mutarin, u'mishum n'kabayi l'mistei matzat habis yad, da'ach dirutzu lei shayach el ali b'dra meya, da'osas tzlam tzlamim, av rabbonin adayin akushe b'duchta, amai tani Shivri Tzelemim, im leilu daktik ha-Shivri Avodah Gichavim masurin, ayin in Taisis, based on this point of Taisis, l'ch Lechayra, we have to go back to Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph and explain that Shmuel would have to explain our Mishnah that it's going like Rameyar and not like the Chachamim. And the Gemara responds, Reish Lakish will answer that in the Chanami, we don't have to explain that our Mishnah is also going like the Chachamim. Therefore, Lo Tema Hashivya of Yitzchavim Asurin. So we don't have to make the Dig that Shivya of Yitzchavim are going to be Asa. But since our Mishnah is Dafka going like Rameyar and it's a Stam Mishnah like Rameyar, Rameyar holds that the Tselem itself is Asa. So Ela Ema Hatzlam Asman Asurin, that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though the Tselem itself is Asa, but the Shivya Tselem are going to be Mutar. And the main Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Stomach Rameyar and that we should Paskin like Rameyar. And Taisa continues, Ma'achash Bola Shmein, who is Stomach Rameyar, now that the Ikka Chiddush of our Mishnah is that we Paskin like Rameyar. So you can't ask what the Gemara previously asked on Shmuel, that instead of discussing Shivri Tzlamim, that we should discuss Shivri Akum, that it's still Mutta, and that would be a greater Chiddush. As Taisa states, the Itana Shivri Avdishchavim, Lo Yunu Chilun Dakte Katzlam Atzma Asurin, El Ha Avdishchavim Atzma Asura, Vaha Kul Alma Maido, and we would not be able to be Medayik that we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabeir, as the Maisa the Mishnah would be going, even if you the Chachamim, Ayin and Taisa, and Taisa continues with one more point, which we will not get into at this point, but Ayin the end of Taisa, as well in Taisa, and the points of Taisis are very dachistic and very complicated. And the Gemara now continues and will ask a question from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yechon, as even though we previously explained that when Rabbi Yechon asked this question Reish Lakish, he felt that our Mishnah will be going both Lefir HaMeir and the Chachamim, and although Lefir HaBonon, just like Shivri Tzlam HaMutar, the Tzlam themselves are going to be Mutar, however we saw that Lefir HaMeir, although the Tzlam themselves are Asa Bana, but the Shivri Tzlam are Mutar Bana, and therefore our Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon, when Rabbi Meir Nishmu Rabbanon, from this din that we see from Rameyar, that even though the Tzelem itself is Asa, but the Shivri Tzelem are going to be Mutar, the Lecheru, we should also learn a similar din, but the Gator Rabbanon, in a case where Rabbanon hold that something is Asa Bana, that the Shvarim will still be Mutar Bana, as Lav Om Rameyar Tzelem Masurin and Shivri Tzelem Mutarin, that didn't we say that according to Rameyar, that although the Tzelem are Asa Bana, but the Shivri Tzelem will be Mutar Bana, so the Rabbanon of Yitzchavim Nami, he has Sur of Shvarim Mutarin, so according to Rabbanon, we should be able to be Medayik, that although certainly the Rabbanon agree that Vidizor itself is Asa Bana, but Lechiru, the Shivri Avidiz Kechavim should be Mutar Bana, and even if the Avidizor was Nishtav Me'alah, and Ayin Rashi, Divin Laskom, the Rabbanon Nishmel Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Namu Shoru, the Shivri Avidiz Kechavim, and we should be able to be Medayik that according to Rabbanon, that Shivri Avidiz Kechavim would be Mutar Bana, and as Rashi explains, the Hot Slum Rameyah, Kavidiz Kechavim Rabbanon Nenu, the same dinim that applied by Tzlam according to Rameyah will apply according to Rabbanon by Regal Avidizora, where we know that was served as Avidizora, and with Rameya Nishmar Rabbanon, the Chaycha to come and Shivit Slum Mutarin, Hachinami Vade Svila Rabbanon, that Slum Sheish Biyadan Makal Eitzibar, in which the stomach is that they were actually served, or by Regal Avidizora that we know is served, that Shivrei Mutarin. And Rashi then continues to explain, in reality, the Gemara could have just been Medayik from the words of Rabbanon themselves, and Mahavi Matzla Meimam, Rabbanon Nishmar Rabbanon, that from the words of Rabbanon themselves, we actually could learn what the Rabbanon would hold by Shivrei Avidizora, the Asrit Slum Sheish Biyadan Makal Eitzibar, and the reason why the Gemara didn't make this diyek, as we don't see it before in our Mishnah, that Rabbanon hold that these shvarim would be mutar, and therefore we would rather bring a raya from something that's explicit in our Mishnah. And lemaisa at this point, the Gemara has a question on Rabbi Yechon that would seem from this diyek that shivri avedizara would be mutar bana, which would be a raya to Reish Lakish and a raya against Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara responds that certainly you can't bring a raya from the dinim b'negayet slamim to the dinim that are relevant to Avidizara, as Hachi Hashta, as Hassam b'negayet slamim, there's always a sex veka, and that's why the Shivri Tzlam will be mutabana, as Ema of them, Ema loy of them, as first of all, we're not even certain if this Tzlam was actually worshipped at all, the Imtim Tzlema of them, Ema butlam, and even on the Tzad that the Tzlam was actually served and worshipped as Avidizara, but since at this point it's broken, so there's a potential that Avidiz Kechavim was already Mevatlis Avidizara, and therefore it would still be mutabana. And since this is Svek Sveka, so therefore it would make sense that Shivri Tzlamim would be Mutabana. However, you can't use this as Raya to what the din would be, B'negei Shivri Avidiz Kechavim, as Avidiz Kechavim Vade Avdu, as when dealing with the regal Avidiz Kechavim, so certainly it was served. And similarly, according to Rabbanon, by Yitzelim, that Zeish Biyadim Makal Eitzipoy Kador, it certainly was served as Avidizara, and even though it's now broken, but Miyema de Batla, but who said that anyone was Mevatlet, therefore Havi Safik Uvadai, that's a Safik of Heter, and Vaday Isser, the Ein Safik Moisibne Vaday, as is a Chazoka that's already Asa Bana, just based on a Safik that potentially the Avidiz Kechavim was Mevatlis Avidizara, that will not suffice. And the Gemara continues and asks, "Ain Suffolk Maisim Vadai? Is it really true that if something was originally Usur based on a Vadai, and now we have a Suffolk Leheter, that the Suffolk cannot remove the Isur?" And the Gemara will ask a question on this from a Brisa, and keep in mind that the Ritva points out that certainly there's no question that we generally have a klal that in Suffolk Maisim Vadai. However, that is in a case where the Suffolk is a Suffolk HaShakol, and one side is not stronger than the other side, and therefore certainly we would state in Suffolk Maisim Vadai. And the Ritva explains that the only reason why the Gemara is questioning this is only because in our case, the Suffolk is not a Suffolk HaShakol, and it's actually stronger for the Tzad of Heter. And as the Ritva points out, Pirish, Afal Pishu, Suffolk HaRugel, V'Karvel Vadai, V'HaSuffolk Hazeh, Hu D'Shakol V'Tari Talmuda, D'Ilu B'Suffolk Shakol HaKol Moidim, and Ayin Taisis, who points out a similar idea. And our Gemara now continues, V'Tanya, how can you tell me that in Suffolk, Moisimide Vadai, but we learned in the Braisa, Chavish HaMais, V'Nich Magur, Malaya Paris, Afilu Him B'nei Yoyman, Harim B'Cheskos B'Sukonim, that if there was a Chavar that was makbid on taking off Maisis properly, he died and he left over a pile of produce that was already smoothed out and it was already in his house and therefore was already chayiv in Maisis, and even if it was only done on that day and he died on that day, then the Yershim can rely on the fact that he was a Chavar and therefore he likely took off Maisis and they could use his produce b'cheskos musukanim as if they were musukin. The Gemara is for hacha devadei tefili, but in this case certainly since they're in the house and they're already smoothed out, so certainly they were tevel, and certainly these prayers were already chayiv in Maisreis, and Suffolk Asrinu, Suffolk Le Asrinu, and even though there's a very large likelihood they took off Maisa, but there's still a possibility they didn't take off Maisa, because he's Suffolk Maisim Vadai, and even so we say that since it's a Suffolk Arugel, the Karv Le Vadai, that will be Maisim Vadai, and therefore by Shivet Slamim, we should also say that this Suffolk, if the Avodah Kechavim was Mevatel Zavei Dezara, is a Suffolk that's Karv Le Vadai, and it should be Maisim Vadai. The Gemara brings two Terutzim as number one, Hasan Vadehu Vadehu, then the case B'negei Chavar, it's actually not a Suffolk in a Vadai. Not only is it Vadai that it's Tevel, but it's also Vadai that the Chavar talk of Maisis, and as the Gemara explains, the Vadai is Trinu, Kedrab Chanin Chazah, the Amrab Chanin Chazah, Chazaka Chavish, Inu Maitzi Davish, Inu Masukim, Metachas Yadai, and as Rashi explains, Kehecha the Pshita Lecha, Shehayu Tevel, Hachinami Pshita Lecha, Sheistuna Chavar, Miyad, Shemuchsa Bekach, therefore it has no connection to our Sugya, and I in Tesis Diba Maschel, Chazaka Chavar, B'Yushalmi Kama, Tipasa, B'Shemes B'Techa Yishuv, Pirish B'Yishuv Adas, and certainly it had to be, they died while he was still well, and he was B'Yishuv Adas. And the Gemara now continues, V'Yibayis Eimar, and if you want, I could tell you a second teretz, as really in the case of the Chavar, it's not a case of a Suffolk being Maitzi Humidei Vadai, but it's a case of a Suffolk being Maitzi Humidei Suffolk, as we have a Suffolk, as potentially these Paris never became Chayiv and Maisa, and are not Tevel, and as the Gemara states, Suffolk is Suffolk, who, as Ephesh Avik Rab Isha, that it's possible that this Chavar brought his Paris into his house in a way that they would not be chayiv and maisis. And as Rabbi Ishiya taught us, the Amar Ma'arim Adam Matfuasa Machnisa Vemaitchila Kadesh Debemte Chalas of Turim and Maisa, that there's a loophole regarding maisis, that we know that the only time that Paris are chayiv and maisis midraisa is only after they were Nidmu Malachton, and then they were Royal Pnei Bias, and the produce enters his house after all the processes are done with it. Therefore, there's a possibility that when this Chavar brought his produce into his house, it was still in its chaff, and therefore this produce would not become tevel midraisa. Therefore, it's not a case of a suffolk being meitzi mevadai, but it's a case of a suffolk being meitzi midei suffolk. And the Mefarshim point out that even though certainly at this point, once the Chavar brought his peiris into his house, and even though he brought it by meitzila, that is still tevel midrabanan, and that is mitaris vadai, so l'chir, we should still have raya that we say suffolk meitzi midei vadai. However, the Mefarshim explained that certainly the Gemara understood that the din of ein suffolk meitzi midei vadai only pertains b'negei din deraisa, but since this din of tevel is only drabanan, so certainly there is no question that a suffolk could be meitzi midei vadai when it's only chayiv and tevel midrabanan. And ayin Rashi do maschal v'yisema suffolk v'suffolku kihechad misafkalanim esrom lav nami misafkalanim hoyba ilum tevel lav da'afakav denugim malachton hashdor v'nisbruchu b'kri iklamema leibol l'chlal tevel ma'ilam as the avlu krab isha dechnisa v'meitshila v'leirah pnei bayis da'afakav the tevel shleirah pnei bayis mitzvah b'achilas kva. Even though, as we explain, it is still considered tevel rabbanon, and there's an issa to eat achilas kva, the hoch machzakin lo b'cheskas mesukonim v'shurin lo b'achilas kva. The brisa clearly states the chavu shemes v'neich megur malei apiris afilu im bnei yomon harim b'cheskas mesukonim, and it's mashma that is yorshim and even eat achilas kva. But v'zok Rashi in kan suffik meis bnei vaday the achilas kva b'duraisa leish kachinon umid rabbanon hu de misa and v'mnu rabbanon l'ches Cheskas Chavo Litakanta Didhu. Based on this point, so Rashi states, Aval Yehavet Chazinolei Demerchinu Kaidim Shuro Pnei Abayis. But if we actually saw that he did all the processes and he smoothed out the Kri even before he brought it into the house, Ubo Lachal Tevel, and therefore it actually was Tevel Medraisa, so in that case, the Braisa would agree that Lo Nafki Su Midei Vadai Ad Masrinu Kamon. And Rashi continues, Machnisa Lechatzera B'Moit Shela V'Lei Merchenu B'Kri B'Goyin Shebesada Demeruach Gumar Melacha V'Achisasa Lebayis Hu Kodvasa Lemaisa Leso B'Achilas Aroi K'Namina B'Asechus HaPailim V'Kivin Nechnisa Kodim Gumar Melacha Lekovle Lekach V'Chim Ahadlu Mereach Luhu B'Techa Bayis Loi Mekvoi D'Bepnei Bayis Hu D'Kvoi V'Loi Techa Bayis K'Di Al Fasam Mivu Achlu B'Shurecha. And Rashi continues, and not only would this be an Eitzah, but V'Afilu Merchu B'Sada V'Chnisa Derech Gagas V'Kafifiyos Amin B'Brachos D'Loi Mekvoi. And finally, Rashi explains that when Rabbi Ishiya stated, K'dei Shtei Behemtai Echelos U'Petur Min Amaisa, Zok Rashi Lachar Nokka Behemtai, the Meichel Behemtai K'chosh Le'Achilas Aroi, as all Meichel Behemah is considered Achilas Aroi, V'Leka Afilu Isid Rabbanon. And really, Rabbi Ishiya could have stated that a person could eat an Achilas Aroi, but he wanted to explain why it is a major Eitzah, as ultimately the owner could actually be potter from Maisa, and he can feed his behemoth as much as he wants. K'detam V'Sech Z'Peya, Meichel Behemah L'Chayel O'Efes, Ad Shem Reich B'Kri, Alma Meichel Behemah Roi Kari La, as the Ilu Gabi Adam, Afagab V'Loi Nimruchu, Asa Lech L'Kva El Aroi, Nu Lu Gabi Loi Roi Pnei Bayis Nami, Behem Tesharya, Avul Iu, Asa B'Rabbon Lech L'Kva El Aroi, Avul Iu Roi Pnei Bayis, Afilu Meichel Behemah, Chai B'Maisa, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.